US President Barack Obama has publicly supported his former diplomat Hillary Clinton as the furor over her use of a private email account during her time as Secretary of State continues. The president said he only learnt this week of Hillary Clinton's practice of conducting her official email business from a personal account on a private email server connected to her New York home. A House of Representatives panel investigating the 2012 attacks on the US mission in Benghazi, which occurred during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, have now issued subpoenas for those emails. This latest controversy has raised questions about whether Hillary Clinton is still the Democrats' front runner for the presidential race in 2016. Eric Bradner is a political reporter with CNN who joins us from Washington, D.C. Eric, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good to be with you.
Eric, can you just clarify something? Hillary Clinton using a private email and a private server, is that in breach of State Department rules?
Unfortunately, it's a little bit tough to be sure either way. The rules have changed in the last couple of years, and the State Department has reached out to former secretaries of state asking for these documents that they hadn't required to be kept in the past but are now looking to keep. So for Hillary Clinton, it's not clear whether this is a legal problem, but ahead of a presidential campaign, it's a bigger political problem. That's the real concern.
So why is it? What's the subtext here? What's the allegation, said or unsaid? Is it that it was just risky because if you're using your own private email account and server, then state secrets when you're Secretary of State are at risk of being exposed? Or is it that she was trying to hide something, keep things off the books, keep things out of the reach of FOI?
Well, the criticism of the Clinton family and their political operation for a long time has been that they're sort of shady and secretive and untrustworthy. And so this sort of plays into that idea. It's not clear whether her home server was more or less secure than a State Department email address would have been. It's also not clear whether she was hiding anything, but the criticism here is that by keeping the server at home, she has an extraordinarily high level of control, and so she kind of gets to be her own referee, right? She gets to decide what should be made public versus what's kept private. There's no sort of independent auditor or independent decision maker on what needs to be made public to comply with Freedom of Information Act rules and what she's allowed to keep a secret. So
it's extraordinary to think, though, that she thought that by having her own private email, she could control everything, because she must have known there would be demand for the email archive of a Secretary of State.
Right, absolutely, which is why it's sort of a bizarre story. I mean, she can't have thought that none of her email as Secretary of State would ever become public. Mm. I mean, you know, she took office in 2009. It's not like we're talking about the 1990s when people didn't understand how email was used. I mean, it's kind of odd to think that that none of these would ever be made public.
Her advisors have reviewed her emails from her years as Secretary of State and handed over something like 55,000 pages to the State Department. So why is this still an issue? Why is the House of Reps committee that's investigating the attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi, why are they issuing subpoenas? Is there the suggestion that some still haven't been handed over?
Sure. Well, two reasons here. One, she determined what to hand over. Those 55,000 pages, those were chosen by Clinton and her staff. So she left out stuff that she considered personal in nature. But again, she's playing her own referee here. There's not been anyone to go through it that's not affiliated with her or staff to say, okay, we agree that you made the right decisions on what to turn over and what not to turn over here. The second reason is the House of Representatives is controlled by Republicans, and it's very conservative, and they have disliked Hillary Clinton. They've disagreed with her politically for a very long time. They've been investigating the Benghazi situation for years, And this has given them a new reason, a new cause to sink their teeth into her, into her records, her history. And so it's political in nature, too.
Well, imagine if it is her private email, there'd be some stuff in there she wouldn't want Republicans to read, which might have nothing to do with the work of Secretary of State and everything to do with a number of other things, including whether she's going to run, declare herself as a candidate for the presidency. But sure. President Obama has publicly supported Hillary Clinton in a recent interview, saying he's glad that she has instructed her emails about government business to be handed over. But he's also stressed the need for transparency and been adamant about the policy of his administration to encourage transparency. So is the White House a little unhappy about getting embroiled in this?
It seems like the White House would really just rather stay out of this one. It's like they want nothing to do with it. I mean, you're absolutely right in characterizing Obama's comments. He made the point of saying that he's understood the entire time he's been president that the emails he sends from his BlackBerry are eventually going to become public record. They're going to be available for Americans to review. And so the implication there is that Hillary Clinton should have expected the same thing. The White House doesn't seem to be happy that this has come up, but at the same time, Hillary Clinton has left the administration. She's a former political rival, considering another presidential campaign. They kind of don't seem to see it as their problem, right? It's between Clinton and her critics, and they are just sort of staying out of it.
I noticed some of her former Democratic colleagues are saying, you know, reveal all. What do you think, is this likely to endanger her run for the presidential nomination if she indeed makes a run? I see in a survey recently, 86%, I think it is, an incredible high number of Democrat supporters support Hillary Clinton as their next presidential nominee.
Right. That's the thing you have to understand. She is a prohibitive front runner. There's no one even close to her right now in the Democratic field. She is far and away the leading contender compared to Republicans, who have a number of people who have a feasible path to the Republican nomination in the presidency. So this could hurt her, but it's not clear that there's any real Democratic alternative at this point. There are a few candidates who are sort of making noise about getting into the race, but they don't have anywhere near the name recognition, the political support, the fundraising capability, or anything along those lines to compete with someone like Hillary Clinton. And so the real question is whether this is perhaps one of what would have to become a series of events that would lead someone like Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's a darling of the progressive left, to reevaluate her previous claim that she's not going to run for president and actually consider a campaign, someone who could be a real viable alternative to Hillary Clinton, because right now it just doesn't seem like one exists.
Okay. Well, I wonder where this will lead. Eric Bradner, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Eric Bradner, political reporter with CNN, joining us from Washington, D.C. It's 27 minutes past 6.